JJ Weeks Band, brand new music from them called Count Them All. Counting your blessings, Mark. It's a good thing to do every day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. Right now here on UCB One, we're thinking a bit about the events that happened, developed, I guess, if you like, on Monday, that we were waking up to, certainly. And I saw a great quote on one of the London Underground stations. They like to do these quotes of the day. Mm-hmm. Tough times don't last. Tough people do stick together. Following what happened around Finsbury Park Mosque, the attack, obviously police investigations continuing into the suspected attacker. Police actually still appealing for information about the suspect as well. The van used in its journey from South Wales to London. But what was your initial reaction given the events that unfolded this week?
Yeah, I mean, sadness, to be honest. It's difficult sometimes to kind of work out all that's going on. There's so many different strands. But I think the biggest thing that we can learn from this is that people can come together. Mm. And that was what struck me about what you just spoke about in the tube station. It's the fact that people can unite. And the religious leaders in the area are coming together to support and show their support and love, I guess, for the people affected. It's a great sadness. It doesn't represent our nation, I hope. Mm. And in any way, shape or form.
You say religious leaders coming together from all walks of life, Christians, Jewish, the Sikh community as well. I know Prince Charles actually visiting many of those in the community who were affected. And later on in the programme, we're actually going to be talking a bit about the Queen's impact as well. But how do we change the conversation, perhaps, that has been happening, one of concern around hatred within our communities, to one of understanding and compassion?
I think it's an intentional thing. You have to decide, I'm going to find out more about another culture and another way of looking at things. We look with a view. All of us have a worldview. And it's whether we're willing to allow God to challenge that and to recognize that all human beings are made in his image. And as such, therefore, you know, there's something of God in everyone, and we need to see that. In my experience, our Muslim brothers and sisters are so good with hospitality. And personally, I love eating. So if they would like to cook for me, that's brilliant. That's a great trade-off. But those are the kinds of things that kind of unite you. There are lots of things that you can find that do unite you, and it's kind of majoring on those and then taking the conversation forward.
And I guess we saw that the other weekend with the weekend, especially in memory of Joe Cox, the great get together. I know hundreds of people getting involved with that. Just simple things like street parties or events in their community.
Absolutely. And these are the kinds of things that we can do. And actually, I think as a nation, we do very well. Mm. The joining together, the sharing food together, the laughing together, you know, doing life together. That's the difficulty, is when we become isolationist and separatist. There are always going to be reasons why we can choose not to like someone. I've always said, you know, you can disagree without disconnecting. And that's what we need to do.
Mm. I'm just thinking of the impact. Kind of we've seen Finsbury Park this week. We've seen the attacks on London Bridge and Manchester as well. It can be difficult, perhaps, to keep sharing a message of hope when such violence, such darkness, if you like, keeps impacting our communities.
That's very true. However, I always come back to the Word of God. He says that even in the darkest places, if it's darker, then the light shines brighter. Light will overcome darkness every time. And we have to, we live with the man of hope, Jesus. He's full of hope. And as followers of Jesus Christ, I think we can take that into the world. We can say we haven't lost our hope. Yes, it's challenging. Yes, it's difficult. But even Jesus spoke of these days when he was here on the earth. And the question is, how are we going to react? What is it we're going to manifest? Are we going to be those that engage and find out what's going on and talk? Most people will talk about faith, in my experience. And so talk about those things, but with respect and with love for each person.
Some of the religious leaders post the event this week were also talking again about freedom of religion here in the UK, which is almost a bit of a newer conversation, if you like, compared to other parts of the world where there are strict laws in place to clamp down on people being able to practice their faith, especially with thinking of the persecuted church and Christians. Would that be the case in some of the countries that you're kind of going into the field in?
Yes, very much so. So we do have to be careful. people are not as open, certainly in a government level or a religious level, and people can face persecution if they do change to Christianity, for instance. So yes, it's a very real issue.
Facing persecution and I guess often becoming isolated from communities, losing relationships with family and friends.
Yes, it always amazes me when you see testimonies of people, Muslims who've turned to Christ, how willing they are to suffer. We don't have a great theology of suffering in our nation. Mm. And the Western Church particularly doesn't really understand that perspective of life. We don't want anybody to be persecuted. But the reality is that the church is growing in the persecuted areas. I wouldn't want to see that happen, persecution, but I do want to see the church grow. So it's kind of a tension that you live with, isn't it?
Mm, it really is. Well, the Archbishop of Canterbury saying this week, the freedom to worship without fear is a right we cherish as a nation and was won at great human cost over many years. And I think we'd all agree it is a freedom that must be protected for all.
UCB One.